Moses is now fully convinced. He has accepted the mission. The next thing is transition. We read in Exodus 4, verse 18. Then Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Let me return to my own people in Egypt to see if any of them are still alive." Jethro said, "Go, and I wish you well." Then the Lord God said to Moses, "Go back to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead." I think it's a good part of our learning in looking at the journey of Moses. It is true God has talked, but you need some transition process. One of the things I learned from Elijah's appointment of Elisha in the book of Kings, when he is called, again he goes back. He was a farmer, sounded like a very rich farmer, who had many oxen, today's terms, many tractors. He actually goes, kills the oxen, destroys them, feeds people with the meat, and then he now follows Elijah. Similarly, Moses goes back to settle the matters properly with the father-in-law. I think transition, the first step in transition is to accept that things are going to be different. And because they are going to be different, I had better say goodbye to them. The goodbye of Elisha was tragic because it's like he sold all the tractors, sold all the equipment, so that even if he wanted to backslide and go back, there'll be now nothing to go back to. In the case of Moses, our father-in-law is a very respected person. The moment you have said kwaheri to him, goodbye, and you are going to where he has now said, seen you go, you can't just run back quickly. I think that's what we need to do in our transition.